episode 57, When to Not Be Frugal.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, frugal friends. My name is Jen.
I'm over here. This is Jill.
You know, we were going to talk about Memorial Day sales because who doesn't love a good sale on a mattress? But instead, we are going to talk about when to not be frugal. And so this isn't necessarily like not being frugal. Mm-hmm. It's more like a play on words. It's just like when to not be so critical about pinching your pennies and saving your money. Yeah.
Thanks for that clarification.
Yeah. You've got a 3-day weekend coming up. So, you know, take your time and figure out where it's good to spend more. And we'll let you know at the end what our community has to say about not being frugal. Because for a frugal community, they had a lot to say.
They loved this thread.
Y'all
this thread
have
was
a lot.
Popping off.
Yes. We're going to share that, some of those at the end. So, yeah. But first, our sponsors.
So we've got this one over here, not being a sponsor, but it's still true. It's all true. And it's an amazing deal, and every purchase supports this show, the one you're listening to right now, us Frugal Friends, and it's called the Master Your Money Super Bundle. Doesn't it just sound like it can save you in so many areas of life?
Super.
It's a collection of 45 courses, printables, ebooks, videos, all the different, we're dancing over here. And it, you know, for whatever kind of learning style you are, whether you're tactile or auditory or it's just everything for you, and it'll help you do better. Who doesn't want to do better in all areas of your money and your life, probably just your life in general, because it's going to walk you through budgeting. It's going to walk you through like how to pay off debt, invest, make more money, whatever it is that you're trying to get after right now. And you can have this $12,000 in value thing for $47. So that's, we're slicing
$1,200 worth
what did
of
I
products.
Say? Yeah. We're slashing prices just like the mattress store on the corner. So you can do this for your Memorial Day weekend savings by going to frugalfriendspodcast.com/masteryourmoney and get that deal for yourself on this Memorial Day weekend. Support us, support yourselves, support it all. Do better, you know?
Do better.
Do better.
And you know what else can do better? Hidden fees. Today's episode is brought to you by Hidden Fees.
What?
These are fees.
We accepted them? Who let them in the door?
These are fees we didn't tell you about, but you still have to pay them. You're probably here because we advertised a great deal, but you forgot to check the fees, and now you're too invested to go elsewhere.
Oh, no.
That's what we were hoping. Nobody likes fees. That's why we hide them. Sometimes in the fine print. Other times in the poor product we make, so you have to give us more money to get another one in a few years. Hidden fees, squeezing every last dime out of you since always.
I don't know what to think, so I'm laughing.
Laugh so you don't cry, Jill.
That is every person's trick since always. Laugh. If you don't know, if you don't understand something, if you don't know what to do, just laugh.
Yeah,
in the mood.
We got desperate over here, so we had to accept Hidden Fees as a sponsor.
So, yeah, we're desperate. But also it's worth stating that we are not doing this to you right now. We are not giving you Hidden Fees. In case you're pulling off to the side of the road and you're like looking at your phone like, wait, who am I listening to this through iTunes or what platform am I on? How much do I owe them now? Well, there's no hidden
$9.99
fees here.
Per month plus tax and shipping.
You're welcome to send that to us if you want, you know, Venmo, PayPal, whatever. That's fine.
Yeah,
but
that would be totally cool.
Wow.
That would be fine.
So, Jen, I'm excited about this episode. not because of the hidden fees, but and not because it's Memorial Day weekend. I mean, I'm excited about the episode, but I'm also
well, my
thinking,
due date is on Tuesday. Maybe that's why
you're
I'm so
stealing
about
my
it.
Thunder.
I'm sorry.
It's
sorry.
Very possible that you could be in the throes of labor the very day that this comes out.
I know. Yeah, because we're not recording it live. No, so who knows?
It is no.
Essentially,
it's not
any time from this episode out, I could have a child or be in labor.
You all listening will be the first to know about it. Have no fear.
Yeah. Well, she's the community group will be first.
The community group. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Get in on the community group. You'll be the first to know, like probably even before Travis, her husband.
Probably not.
Well, no, probably. Second. You promised.
Travis will be first, Jill will be second, and everybody else here will be third.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell my mom.
Yeah, boy.
So before my water breaks, let's get into this first article.
All right.
And it is from To Love, Honor, and Vacuum, which this is a blog name I absolutely love.
It's, you know, super encouraging.
Yeah. It's six things it's worth spending money on and not worth being frugal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, I loved this one.
It's good. And I do like to preface all of this by saying that frugality is not being cheap. So while we're saying these are things to not be frugal on, there are still frugal options in this. And spending money is not the antithesis of being frugal. So all of this still does fall under frugality. But these are the areas where you don't necessarily need to pinch pennies or figure out ways to not do them or, yeah.
Yeah.
You can be okay spending more. And it's going to vary for everybody. This is what this article says. Mm-hmm. I do like the two reasons that she gives for why you might spend more on something. And it's because, one, either it's going to cost you more in the long run, or it will make a tremendous difference in your life if you do, quote unquote, splurge on this thing. Quick example of this, Eric and I just splurged on a Berkey. In case you don't know what that is, it's a water filtration system. Technically, you can put water from like a pond into it and it turns it into drinkable water. So I'm intending to do that at some point. But we got it because we live in an RV and we were just going to be buying water. We have bought water pretty much every place we've lived at. I don't like the taste of city water. And then we can't drink out of the faucets in our RV. But I priced it out and I realized that buying water, even in 2.5 gallon jugs, would cost me about $450 a year. Mm. And the Berkey we got, I think, for like $300 or $350. So that's a big upfront cost, but in the long run, it's going to save us money. So while most people look at that and be like, that's an expensive thing. Are you sure you're frugal? Yeah, I'm sure, Cindy. It's saving me money in the long run.
Stop emailing me, Cindy.
Judging my Berkey purchases. I'm sorry if your name is Cindy. This isn't directly attached to you.
For sure, yeah. Especially if you've emailed me ever. I'm so sorry.
Anyhow, so the first one that she mentions on To Love, Honor, and Vacuum is beds, specifically children's beds. She's not talking mattresses here, beds. And so she said that she had bought 7 beds for her children through the course of their so far lifetime, which—
And they're still children.
Seems ridiculous.
So—
Well, I think the one's in college now. But it was, you know, the crib.
Still children.
And then the toddler bed, and then the bunk beds, and then this bed made out of particle board, and then that one broke. So then it was another particle board bed until they finally landed on a decent single bed, wooden, nearly indestructible bed that she was then able to take on to college. Okay. So agreed, right? Because that's not saving you money in the long run if you're buying 7 of them for your one child. But I would still say that you can find some good secondhand options on this. Like you can find a wrought iron bed or a wooden bed or a bed frame relatively inexpensively. So this is where we're talking just not getting the cheap option. Yes. But don't feel bad about buying a bed that's going to last you.
Right. And that, I mean, this is not just like children's beds. This is obviously adult beds as well. So yeah. having a good enough quality that you can use it mm-hmm. forever.
Right. Those things that you know you're always going to have, right? You're always going to sleep. You're always going to need to sleep somewhere. So mm-hmm. might as well have something that's going to last you for the amount of time that you are alive and sleeping.
Yes. And good pillows. There was a few people in our group that said they do not skimp on pillows.
Yeah, I'm learning that.
So like the bedding stuff as well.
Yeah, because you're sleeping practically a third of your life. So
yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
I like to sleep a third of my life.
I love sleep too.
Yes. Okay, so the next one on this list, and I will resonate with this, is good shoes.
Yes.
So my good shoes that I actually spend money on, I wear all the time. And then my cheap shoes that are just, you know, like those fashion throwaway shoes are like so donezo in a year. And then mm-hmm. also they're out of style, so I don't want to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting good, solid shoes that are classic and timeless.
Yes.
And they're going to last.
Keep saying these things, Jen. It's music to my ears. Thank you for the good shoes. Thank you. Thank you for the permission.
They'll help you with your posture and your back pain.
Yeah. So I'm going to wrap this one up with also number three, which is she recommends getting five good outfits. I would say a few good, whatever that means to you, a few good outfits. You don't have to go crazy, but similar to shoes, this is something that I am learning. I think in some regards, it comes with age. It comes with maintaining a weight too, right? Like when you're growing, you're a teenager, your early 20s, you might not be at the weight or size that you're going to end up being. So we might be accustomed to, our experience might be that you do buy clothes every year, so don't spend a lot on it. But if you are now in a place of life saying, okay, I know what I like, I know what fits me, I know what I'm going to wear, what I'm not going to wear, now invest, make the investment. Mm-hmm. And don't keep buying the way that you bought when you were in ninth grade. Life is different now. You're in your 30s. You're in your 40s. You're in your 50s. I'm thinking the people in their 50s, they already know this one. But if you're in your 30s, you're probably learning this one. Mm-hmm. Invest in the good stuff. Figure out what you like, and it will save you money in the long run.
And until you figure out what you like, just buy all black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like what she says about the few good outfits specifically too, in that when you are wearing something that fits you well, that you like, your confidence is going to grow, your motivation, your ability to do things well. It does. It just plays into it. If you feel frumpy, your motivation is low. How you feel about yourself is low. Confidence is low. So then you're probably not going to do as good of a job on something or feel as mm-hmm. confident. So it's important on a lot of levels. But again, you don't have to spend your entire life savings on this. Just get a few good outfits. Then you're one step closer to that capsule wardrobe we all love talking about.
Yes, yes. So I also loved her stance on spending money when time is short.
Mm.
So this can come in with like house cleaning or food. I'm thinking particularly with meal planning. So mm-hmm. meal planning sometimes is not quick for everyone. Some people really, find it difficult to do and will spend significant time finding recipes that they can actually make
mm-hmm.
and for different food preferences and all this stuff. And so one of our partners is Cook Smarts, and they do all of the planning for you.
Mm-hmm.
In this article is, you know, her thing is like food delivery, you know, like Chef's Plate or Blue Apron or something like that. But I think you could do well to just do the meal planning portion. It's less expensive than those things. There's less packaging and all that stuff. So just having somebody to at least do the hard work of like telling you what to cook how to prep it so that you can cook it quickly throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And then using those plans build on each other so that you could, you know, buy a bag of potatoes 1 week and you use them that week. And the next week, there's a recipe that uses the rest of the potatoes from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So having something like that, CookSmarts is still offering our listeners 25% off of plans with the code FRUGAL. So if you visit frugalfriendspodcast.com/cooksmarts and use the code FRUGAL, you can get 25% off meal planning services. But yeah, so sometimes it's worth, if you could be making more money doing, you know, a side hustle or doing your job, or you could be spending more time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worth paying an extra $6 or $8 a month to have somebody else plan your meals for you. Like it's just worth it.
And this goes along with her number six, which is hiring a housekeeper. She does expand that. And I would agree with the expansion of this. Any service that you could technically do yourself could be worth it. This is if you have the money. So if it works within your budget to do these things, you don't have to feel bad. You're not going against the grain of frugality to do these things. And I think we even talked about this in our very first episode, Frugality 101, where it can be even economically responsible to give other people jobs that, yes, you could do yourself, but that cost benefit analysis of, but what could I be doing with my time? Do I have four little ones at home and I could paint my own living room, but it's gonna take 5 weekends in a row to do that versus 3 days of having a company come in and do it and get it done. What is more important in your life right now? So yeah, DIY is great, but sometimes it can be okay to hire somebody else to shovel the snow, mow the lawn, clean your house, detail your car. Whatever it is for you, you don't have to feel shameful about making that decision for your life if you can afford it, and then feel good about giving that job to somebody else. That if you have the money, you can then provide income for somebody else by giving them, you know, that job. So these are all, I would agree, these are fantastic things that you could be spending money on in areas that, yeah, technically you could do that yourself, but there's benefit to not.
Yeah, definitely. So those are great. And we also have some more practical things. So these are kind of like surface level, like, you know, things you buy. And our next article from Wallet Hacks is 4 frugal tips that are completely not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't necessarily frugal. And we've already given that disclaimer. Frugal. And the author even says frugal gets a bad rap these days because people will, you know, confuse frugal with cheap. But these are cheap things and they're important. So these are big ones.
Yeah. And it's about being mindful and wise with your money. That's what frugality is about. And so you can be mindful and wise and still buy a $300 Berkey, Cindy.
Yeah.
So
poor Cindy.
Poor Cindy getting ragged on today. You're a good woman, Cindy, and you're beautiful and strong and you have a lot to offer. Anyhow, so these are 4 frugal tips, completely not worth it. So basically kind of the flip side of this, things that people have said, do this to be frugal. And this article is kind of saying, but consider these things. So the first one on here is DIY repairs.
We say that with stipulation.
So, and we've talked about this already in previous episodes and given this warning. So we're not totally anti-DIY. It's fantastic. But there is a fine line between money saving and downright dangerous, as this article points out. And it is, it could cost you more in the long run if you don't fix something properly. So primarily what we're talking about here is areas of safety. If doing the DIY thing brings in safety concerns, or if doing the DIY thing could potentially lead to catastrophe if done incorrectly and cost you more in the long run. So examples would be doing your own rewire of a house. No, have an electrician do that. Changing a light bulb, definitely don't pay somebody to come in and do that. So just navigating what is the DIY thing that's worth it, what is not worth it, knowing your limitations, or thinking that you fixed a leaky pipe, but you didn't actually, because duct tape is not a permanent fix. And now it has ruined your entire kitchen and you also have to replace all your cabinets. So there are times when it's not frugal to do that. Yeah. Thing.
Rule of thumb that I would use is that, so Home Depot has these like DIY seminars. Well, they'll teach you how to do some DIY repairs and improvements in your home. Mm-hmm. So essentially, if Home Depot has a class for it, it's a DIY you can do yourself.
But if
Home Depot does not have a free class on how to do it, it's not something you should be doing yourself. So rule of thumb, check out your local Home Depot to gauge what you are capable of.
I like that.
Especially
one.
You, Mr. Fix-It.
Yeah. I mean, I'm realizing the most frugal thing I've done is marry a man who can actually do all these things.
Sames.
He is an electrician. He does do plumbing, carpentry, car fixes, all the RV things. So if you're like, no, I really want to DIY everything, then marry somebody who already has those skills and you got this thing in the bag. Either marry rich or marry capable.
That's such a wise word.
That's a bumper sticker.
Wow. That's right there. I mean,
the end of the episode. You're welcome. This is why we have our hidden fees.
Yes. All right. So the next one is extreme couponing. And we've talked extensively about this in our episode, Couponing for Extremely Normal People, how much we don't enjoy extreme couponing. It's usually a massive waste of time, especially in 2019 when we're living in a post-extreme couponing TV show world where a lot of new rules have been put down for couponing. So don't spend so much time or money investing in couponing.
Yeah.
It's just
because
not
as
necessary.
She says, a potential pitfall of that is that even though you may not start out spending money, it could actually save you. It can, because it requires so much time and energy investment, it can start to become addicting saving the money. And so then you can get to a point, even though you didn't start out in this place, of purchasing things or collecting things that you don't actually need. So in that regard, it's not the best use of time, energy, money. It's not going to help you towards simplicity.
Yeah. I mean, it's not to say that, you know, coupons are bad. I love a good coupon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's if I like get it emailed to me on a product that I regularly use and will only use the name brand or et cetera, et cetera. So legit coupons.
Yes. Real coupons. Okay. Number three. Getting the cheapest or no insurance. So within the financial independence retire early community, this one's a debatable topic of how to save on insurance or not have insurance. This author is recommending to have insurance. They're definitely pro insurance in seeing the areas that it can protect. So while it sucks to pay that monthly insurance fee, in the long run, especially for those who have experienced this, like she speaks to her own experience of her mom not having a will or life insurance and the really sucky situation of paying for funeral costs out of pocket, not being prepared for that. So that compounding grief is, that's not a situation you want to be in, or to have really low car insurance and actually then be in an accident and discover that nothing is paid for. So then you have paid for some money for insurance, but then none of it's covered. So now you have to pay for transportation while your car is out of service on top of paying for repairs. So Yeah, these situations do happen. Like, people do have medical emergencies. People do get an accident. So it's important to be insured. However, that doesn't mean that there can't be frugal options within this as far as negotiating to lower your bills, checking in with different providers, comparing costs. So there are options for you in this, but consider the potential risk of not having insurance.
You can't not be insured on like health insurance and life insurance and car insurance. It's just too important. And people too often will go bankrupt because they are missing some type of insurance. And so it really is important to have quality insurances. And we talk about that in our Personal Finance 101 episode too. Like, you can't skimp on insurance. It's too important.
Nice.
And a last point to
number
not
four.
Be completely frugal on is a rice and beans diet. So yes, you know, the golden rule when you're trying to pay off debt is live on rice and beans, beans and rice, but you should probably have something green in there. And I'm not talking about beans that are going bad. I'm talking about something that is legitimately born green, like kale or a green bean or something.
Some veggies in there.
Yes. And the goal is to eat healthy on a budget. Don't sacrifice your health and your diet. And this is something I wish we had focused on more when we were paying off debt. We really let our diets go a little bit, a lot of it. I wish that we had focused more on making wise decisions with our food, even if it cost us a little bit more.
Huh. That's interesting to hear you say that, having looked back and like things that you would do differently. And this isn't to say cut beans and rice out. I mean, of course, beans and rice, if you genuinely are in a position of poverty, then yes, they will sustain you. But if you're not, then this isn't necessarily the area to be cutting. And that could mean that, yes, rice and beans are still a base, but you do a little bit of a protein, you do some veggies, you get some nutrients in your diet.
Yeah.
Don't starve yourself.
Don't starve yourself. Be healthy, because then that also helps you in the long run with your health and wellness, and that will save you money down the road as well. So that's another point the writer makes.
Yeah. Bottom line, we are walking a tightrope, right? Because it seems like in every episode we have to clarify frugality versus being cheap and how to save money, but you can still live your life. It's a tightrope.
It's a balance.
It's not black and white. And so be careful of falling into cheap territory or territory that's going to end up costing you more in the long run just because you think you're being frugal or it makes you feel better in the moment. Really be mindful of the decisions that you're making. That's frugality.
That is frugality, y'all. That's important to differentiate.
Yeah.
And something else that's important to differentiate is between the headlines and our favorite time of the week.
Ooh, it's the Bill of the Week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hey guys, it's Lucy here. I'm calling from Austria, Europe. So you're having listeners all over the world. And I want to tell you about my favorite Bill of the Week, which was actually a not bill. And it happened in a food store called Bill A. So it's a bill with an A at the end. So that's also quite funny, I guess. And yeah, I tend to go there only if I need a lot of vegan options because I'm living a plant-based lifestyle. And they have like great offer of, you know, almond milk and cashew yogurt and all these things, which are not easy to get here in Austria and also tend to be a bit more expensive. We're a little country, only 8 million inhabitants in total. So, and not many vegans. And yeah, that's where I go. And I knew that the bill would be higher because I stocked up on all these things. And then when I was finally there to pay, suddenly like there was music playing and the cashier lady was congratulating me. And I was like, what's happening? Then she said, yeah, we have like this anniversary special here at Billa and you don't have to pay because you're like our 100th customer today. And yeah. That was super great. I felt totally grateful. It was a super good moment because I was saving all this money. And so I totally had to call you and tell you about my favorite bill of the week, which was a not bill at Billa. So guys, bye-bye. All the best from Austria. Bye.
Lucy, oh my gosh, you should see our faces right now. We are so stoked.
Both of us, mouths wide open on this one. I mean, yes. For so many reasons.
So
thanks
cool.
for calling us from Austria and yes. for sharing your bill with us and for it being so amazing. The fact that you even got, the fact that you were even a winner was because you even... My word. I'm so excited. I can't even get my thoughts out. Because you value your health, and that was a decision that you were willing to make, that you're willing to spend money on healthy food, because that is a frugal decision for you. And then you get it for free, like this special cherry on top of...
It's so great.
It's so amazing.
Lucy, we are so excited for you.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love winning stuff?
Yeah.
And the store's name is Billa. Like, oh, I love that. And yeah. I love being thought of, like, when you won this, you're like, oh, I have to share this mm-hmm. bill of the week. I love that you thought of us.
Thanks for thinking of us. And
yeah.
best to you from Pennsylvania.
And Florida, all the way to Austria.
Yes.
We love it. If you have a bill of the week you want to share with us, please visit frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. And you can leave us a SpeakPipe message on your laptop or a Google voicemail on your phone. And we really want to hear about your bills. We love them. And we mm-hmm. don't ever listen to them before we play them in the episode. And then somehow they just fit in perfectly.
Which is why you get me fumbling with my words and not being correctly in front of the microphone when I'm responding, because it's my true response.
Yeah, this was totally organic. So next up, we have Jill's second favorite time of the week.
The lightning round.
It gets more intense every time she says it.
Zing, zing.
So today, we want to share with you some of the things from the Frugal Friends community on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you're not a member, you got to go to frugalfriendspodcast.com/group and find us. We asked the question, what are you not frugal on? Mm-hmm. And y'all had some great.
Y'all have a bunch.
Yes.
A big old bunch of things that you're like, this is no problem for me. I'm going to drop that cash.
Yes.
And by the way, the Frugal Friends community group, I don't know if we specify this enough. It is different from our podcast Facebook page. You actually mm-hmm. have to become a member of our Frugal Friends community group. So both are great. You can interact with us both on our page and within our group. But when we're talking about all of these things and the GIFs that are shared and where people are responding to us, it is our private group. We're not super exclusive. We just want you to be chill in the group. And then we let you in.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. Those are only requirements. Jill, what was your favorite thing on this list?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot, Jen.
I am. I already have a few favorites if you want me to go first.
Of course you do. Yeah, you go first.
Okay. So probably my first favorite one is Lacey, who says her pole dancing equipment and clothing, especially the shoes. I did pole dancing class once, and it was so fun. So I totally get why you would want to do it a lot.
Kate, cheese.
Oh, yeah.
She likes food in general, but fancy cheese. I'm with you. Those charcuterie boards with some cheese and meat, or just straight up cheese, like melted cheese and cheese on cheese, like hard cheese with soft cheese.
She wasn't the only one that said cheese.
I can almost get as riled up about cheese as I can about butter. So I'm with you, Kate. Like ditching frugality for some cheese.
Mm-hmm. Date night dinners out. That's from Sage. Mm-hmm. I love a good date night. Anytime I don't have to do the dishes after I eat, good time for me. Totally worth it.
Mm-hmm. What else? Ooh, Layla, her scuba hobby, scuba diving. So sometimes you gotta splurge on those hobbies because it makes you really cool and it gives you something to do. So yeah, keep up with the scuba. Send us any pictures if you are actually scuba-ing in open waters and you come across whales or something. I'd love to see that.
Or any cool scuba photos.
No, just whales.
Okay, cool. Jesse says mental health, and I love that. It's super important for her to spend money there, and even like a cheaper therapist isn't cheap, but super important for her to spend money on that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Rebecca says travel, which I totally agree, Rebecca, and this is one thing that one of the articles, I think it was the one article, the author was saying how travel and vacations are overrated, and that's one area that she is frugal in, but there are other areas where she's not frugal in, and I'm like, to each his own, because vacations are overrated? What are you talking about? I just have to 100% friendly disagree, right? It's just an unpopular opinion.
I'm bringing
another opinion to the table that Rebecca, I am with you wholeheartedly. Get that travel. Don't feel bad about it.
Yes. Yes. We all can. But there are frugal ways to travel, as we've talked about on the show before. So know that. Carmen says tithing. I love that one. Yeah, definitely continue to do that one.
Yeah, and wholeheartedly. Tithing literally means 10%. So there isn't a skimping on 10% when it literally means 10%.
You could do less 10%. Than 10% if you wanted.
It just wouldn't be called a tithe anymore. It'd be called like giving and generosity. But
don't skip on the generosity then.
Yeah, that's a great area to be like, this is a commitment of mine to give. Also, shoes. We talked about this. So many people say shoes. CSW says shoes. Who else says shoes? So many people.
Aisha.
I got to give, credit where credit is due.
All these shoes. Good shoes in here. Good shoes in this group.
Good shoes. I want to see pictures of your shoes. Show me your shoes that you buy.
That's a weird request.
Not feet. That'd be weird. Don't show me pictures of your feet. Shoes. I'm normal. I'm still normal. I'm a version of normal.
Amber says her Disney addiction.
Okay.
And I would agree with that. I love Disney. I don't have an annual pass or anything, but I do love following Disney Instagrammers and watching their stories when they are at Disney. And then I feel like I'm at Disney.
Yeah. Also, lots of people said pets. Catherine, Amber, Leah. And I would say, so I know that it's been, and we will probably do this in the future, but people have been requesting, you know, how to save on pet expenses. And yeah, there are ways to be frugal, but I also feel as though if you're going to have a pet, it comes with the territory. Like, it's mm-hmm. not as if you can have a pet and then not have it cost you money. Like, it does. And so just know that. So I appreciate that in this group to hear that, yes, pet expenses, buying them mm-hmm. food, taking care of them. There's not really, if you have a pet, there's not really a way to say, no, you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah. And when you skimp on them in the short term, you pay more in mm-hmm. the long run in vet bills and stuff. So,
yeah.
And then the last one, which I love, Brandy says running shoes and Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Can't that's a brand name you cannot skimp on. If that's what you like, you got to get the brand name.
I do like me some Dr. Pepper too.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's gum. That is just forever and always.
You do love gum.
It's a thing. I spend money on it. It's better than cigarettes. It costs less. It's better for me. I think it's why I don't have cavities. I go to the dentist about once every 5 years, and they always tell me not to tell people that I don't have dental problems, although here I am telling thousands of people that I don't have dental problems. And the thought occurred to me the other day, I wonder if it's because I chew gum. I mean, there's other issues that come up with that. Like, I've got, you know, my jaw hurts sometimes because I'm chewing so much gum. But I don't have cavities.
Yeah, maybe a minor TMJ, but no cavities.
Yes, nothing a little break from the gum can't solve.
Yeah, mine is definitely coffee. I like coffee. I have been drinking it throughout my pregnancy. I have to be careful because I'm more sensitive to it.
Mm.
But when I can and when my body tolerates it, I want some good cold brew. Or like a nice cup of mild coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And Travis will never understand why. And he doesn't have to, because I love it. I drink it.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, that's all we have for you on this lightning round today.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're coming to the end. No need to be sad, though, because it's May, so that there's one reason to be happy. And we're reading The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist, so we're continuing on with this book club thing. So there's another reason to be excited. So join us in our book club over on our Frugal Friends community group. Read this book alongside of us. Engage in the conversation. Grow in your knowledge, wisdom, insight.
And yeah, get a free copy.
Ooh.
If you don't already have one.
There's another thing.
Or if your library doesn't have it, or it's already checked out by another frugal friend.
Mm.
So if you want a free copy, you can enter our monthly giveaway. All you have to do is leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, screenshot the review, and send it to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we select one winner for every 5 reviews at the end of the month. So that's pretty good odds.
Yeah. And if you want an opportunity to get this free book, again, you've heard this before, it's going to be used. It's going to be good quality, same content.
Very good quality.
According
to Amazon.
Yes. If you would like an opportunity to get a free book, then do this. And if you're like, oh, but how exactly? You've given me some tips, but what does this look like? Well, generally it looks like a really beautiful 5 stars and kind of like this one from Layla, who says, love this podcast. As a forever frugal, few friends and family get my lifestyle. Love the alliteration, Layla. Great job. Mm. How refreshing it is to hear from frugal friends. Wow.
Yes.
Short, sweet, to the point, plenty of alliteration. And she's in the running for a free book. So,
yes. So, if you want to leave us a review where every word starts with F, we would love that.
Be careful. And
we would, most words, you know. But we would love for you to subscribe to the podcast and keep hanging out with us. Join us over on Facebook, the Frugal Friends community. And until then, we will see you next week.
See you next week. Bum, bum, bum.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni. No, we are not breaking out in a song. I know that could sound like we would.
It felt like an Oprah moment, you know, where you're just like singing everything. It comes with the territory of giving people free things, I think. You know, like we're in that position where we're just passing out free books. We're doing book clubs. We're doing reviews. We're talking with friends. We're giving people tips on life. It's the Oprah effect.
Little do they know that I'm actually charging them 25 cents a listen.
Hashtag hidden fees. You won't even know the money's gone, and we'll be getting rich off them hidden fees.
Yes, I'm gonna go to Chipotle with my hidden fees.
Ooh, I'm gonna get me some Chick-fil-A sauce with my hidden fees.
You could just ask for Chick-fil-A sauce. They would give it to you for free.
All right. I'm going to get a chicken sandwich and dip it in there my free Chick-fil-A sauce with my hidden fees.
I love that.
You would know how to get all the free condiments. You're like, you stash it up over there. Oh, did you see on our Frugal Friends community group that my mother-in-law gave some tips on what to do with those condiments?
Yes, Travis also saw that and he appreciated it.
Yeah, well, I can attest to the fact that it is a fantastic rib sauce when you do that. Her ribs are out of this world. Dynamite fantastic on some of those free condiment sauce packets. Just
so what
mixed
sauce
together.
Packets does she use?
Oh my word, whatever, like ketchup, mustard, jams, jellies.
So just a variety.
Literally whatever you have with some jelly and then rub it all over those ribs.
Her name is Linda, right?
Linda, yeah.
Linda, if you could please post your packets recipe for ribs in the group, we would love that.
Listen, she doesn't have recipes. She literally... She's like Mary Poppins in her kitchen. It can look like there's nothing in her kitchen. It can also look like she's not doing anything. And then all of a sudden there's dinner. There's like a 5-course dinner. And it's like, I literally was talking with you this whole time. I had eyes on you this entire time. Where did those ribs come from? Where did that fried rice come from? Oh, what is that fried chicken over there? What is that cheesy mashed potatoes? It's amazing. And I'm literally watching it happen, but I still couldn't explain to you how it happened. But honestly, her response would be like, just whatever you have in your fridge, like just get your sauce packets and put it out and just whip it together. And then it never turns out that way for me.
Some people have that gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't have that gift. So just record, maybe take a picture of her sauce packet drawer so we know kind of what she's working
with. I'll try, but like I said, it's like Mary Poppins. It's hard to capture the magic while it's happening. Mm. If I catch it, though, along with that leprechaun, I'll show you a picture.
Let us know.
And that's enough talking.